On Northern Kentucky University Week, rural areas face novel problems around their basic needs. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zal Maheshwari, assistant professor of electrical engineering, examines meeting these needs.
Globally, near a billion people lack clean drinking water, reliable electricity, and a safe way to cook food. The traditional way to address those deficiencies is piecemeal. Electricity, for example, may arrive in remote communities by the way of rural electrification. Unfortunately, such approaches are impractical for many of the world's isolated communities. Today, small projects bring electricity to remote places using solar or wind power. But electricity is one need. It does not directly address the fact that about 1.3 million people, mostly women and children, die prematurely because of indoor pollution, mainly from burning biomass. Dr. Ramarama Kumar at Oklahoma State University and I proposed a new model, Smart Integrated Renewable Energy System, or CIRES for short. It employs local resources to energize rural areas and not just electrify them. The hallmark of CIRES is the smart integration and use of renewable resources. CIRES recognizes the interdependency of community needs. A decision made in one of those sectors impacts the other sectors. For instance, a small local dam might provide water source while providing hydropower for electricity. Electricity in turn is required for water treatment, distribution, pumping, as well as food processing, storage, and to operate small-scale industries that brings jobs. CIRES is flexible and adaptable. Its configuration can be modified depending on available resources and local needs. Introduction of CIRES in rural communities improves the living environment, community welfare, and employment opportunities to the local people.
That was Zal Maheshwari of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.